Hey, I'm Tony Cock, and you're listening to the Tempcast.
That sounded really good. That was by far the best one I've ever heard.
What do you mean? That was actually Tony Cock.
Oh, you're God. Of course.
Oh, it's like the Disney Channel thing with the Mickey Mouse ears.
That was amazing.
Wow, I can't believe we locked down Tony Cock for the podcast.
See, I thought we were going to get T-Pain. I didn't expect to get Tony Cock.
That's amazing.
Was that the intro? Oh, that was the intro.
That was the intro.
Well, that should be like a pre-roll. Like, you know, it goes like right before the start of the theme song.
Sure, why not? Theme song. Ladies and gentlemen, as you might have noticed, we finally have Steven back on the podcast. Let's welcome him back.
Yeah, well, I can't believe you brought in Tony Cock to upstage me. I thought this was going to be my big episode. Totally. No.
Well, the reason I brought you back is because, well, you wrote to me.
Oh, thank you for bringing me back. I didn't know I was... Oh, yeah, that's right. You did ban me, didn't you?
You wrote me like this very emotional email. Let me just get it up right now real quick. Okay, yeah, so you said, please, I need to be on the podcast. I need to talk about critical race theory. Now that you're on the podcast, would you like to elaborate on that? Because I have, like, no idea what that is.
Totally.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Stop. Wait, this is just some listener with schizophrenia. This isn't Steven's email. You're not Naruto fan 69.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, well, I guess this intro is screwed. There's a lot of dead space between us talking. We should probably remake this entire segment.
Oh, hey, speaking of remaking something with Dead Space, wasn't there an EA Play presentation recently?
I guess. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So they're remaking Dead Space. Have you heard of this, Eric Xander?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Well, so basically they're remaking Dead Space, and Dead Space was a game by Visceral, and it was a game published by EA, and it had three games. It was Dead Space 1, 2, and 3, and people liked it. And then they stopped making them, and now enough time has passed that they're making a remake now. So this remake is being developed by, I think, Motive. Have any of you guys played Dead Space? I think Steven was a big Dead Space fan, right?
No, I'm usually into horror games, but I never got around to Dead Space, actually.
Wait, who was the Dead Space fan? Was it Jordan?
Probably Jordan. It's usually him is a fan of everything.
It's a shame we couldn't get him today. He was busy with his stuff.
Yeah.
This is a new next-gen only remake, and it's being developed by Motive.
Motive. Yeah, who did Star Wars Squadrons, which I think was pretty well-liked, right?
Yeah, it was like a small little fun Star Wars game.
They also were like assisting on Battlefront 2, but I mean, I feel like most of the problems with that would go down to EA and DICE and Criterion, probably not Motive.
Yeah, Battlefront 2 as a game itself, it's pretty good. It's just that, like, the pricing and, you know, at the beginning they had all this stuff with the microtransactions. That was, like, the big issue, not the game itself. I never heard anything bad about the gameplay or stuff, just that you needed to play, like, 5,000 hours to unlock Darth Vader for free.
Yeah, so this Dead Space remake I'm actually pretty interested in, because it's not just like a remaster or anything. They're doing it, I believe they've cited the Resident Evil 2 remake that Capcom did as kind of their inspiration for it, which went over really well, and I think that's a pretty cool game. I don't know, I like what Capcom's been doing recently with those Resident Evil remakes, where they do actually change the game fundamentally. They'll, you know, completely change the perspective and the gameplay with their 3 remake. I think they like cut down some of the story and trimmed the fat. I haven't played it. I know people have issues with that. I don't know enough to talk about the specifics of that game, whether it worked or not, but I don't mind the idea of them trying to restructure something and, you know, make it a little tighter. So I don't know. I'm actually pretty excited for this, and it kind of makes me want to get into Dead Space.
Well, the thing is, some people are actually mad about this because in 2017, EA shut down Visceral like 4 years after Dead Space 3. And so people are like mad because, okay, you shut down the original team, disbanded them, and now you're remaking their most popular game. Okay, that's kind of not a scummy move, but definitely one that's, you know, suspicious. Why is Eric Zander holding scissors in front of the camera? I mean in front of me.
He's telling you to cut all this shit.
Okay.
So let's go to the next topic.
Sure, Eric, do you have like any opinions about Dead Space? Are you hyped for this remake?
I have not anything to say about it.
Cool.
I'm sorry.
Wow, Eric, you're making me feel really welcome on my return episode.
I am trying to figure out a segue to this. Like, I'm trying to figure out a way.
I'm trying to make this a family. We're trying to make this all smooth.
You're trying to figure out a way to link Cable the topic between the topic and the next topic with connectivity them together.
Oh my god, yes, Eric, exactly. And you know what, you just reminded me, have you ever heard of the Dolphin emulator, the GameCube and Wii emulator for the PC?
Guess what? Dolphins, they're very smart, actually. And they do have a tendency to rape each other sometimes, but they are very smart animals.
Who doesn't?
And yeah. Like they shouldn't be in aquariums, but they should be playing GameCube games.
I don't think they're in aquariums. I don't think any first world country holds dolphins anymore in aquariums. I think they're just like,
how are you gonna hold a dolphin? It's really heavy, bro.
Oh no, I think they do.
And they're so smooth, they'll slip right out of your hand.
They build these facilities near beaches and coasts and stuff, and they just feed the dolphins, and they come up occasionally and do tricks and stuff, and they're like free to go whenever they want. I think that's how it's done.
Dude, that's pretty cool. I love that.
Neato. But do any of those facilities have Game Boy Advance connectivity?
Well, only one dolphin has one, and it's the stable version of Dolphin, because we talked about this recently, a couple of months ago, that the dolphin emulator got MGBA support, which basically means that from what I understand, there's now like a GBA emulator built in Dolphin, right?
Yeah, like a stripped down version of it that lets you, before I think you had to have like both emulators open, they had to connect to each other that way, but now it's all kind of streamlined. So, I mean, there's like a couple of GameCube games where, you know, by connecting the Game Boy Advance through a link cable, you were able to do some special stuff. Four Swords Adventures, for example, Wind Pac-Man Waker, versus. I'm thinking Pokemon Coliseum and XD did it. I think that there was like a Crash Bandicoot game that did it. Did Sonic Adventure 2 Battle also do it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video right now, and it's very cool how even back in the day, Nintendo was playing around with this idea of having like two screens, right? One big one on your TV, and on the small one you have like with Sonic Adventure, you have the Chao Garden, right? And like in Wind Waker, you have the map on the GBA screen. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I did not know that like this was that prevalent. I thought it was like maybe one or two games that did this, but there's like a lot of games with GBA integration. This is pretty cool stuff, and you know, I'm glad for game preservation that this is now all like you can emulate this and recreate almost the same experience as back in the day when GameCubes were real. It's actually pretty cool.
It is, yeah. And I like the idea of collaborating and just taking in an already existing proven emulator and, you know, rather than trying to, like, do their own janky version of it. I feel like that was a smart play.
Oh my god, this is so cool. Look, in Four Swords, you could, like, you can play it on the big screen, but when you go into a cave, it's on the small screen. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, all that stuff was pretty cool. That was, like, OG Wii U stuff. We all know how big that was.
This was the Wii U before it was the Wii U.
Yeah. This was their proving ground.
So, Eric, I know you're a big GameCube fan. What do you think about this?
Well, I think that I'm impressed that this emulator's come as far as it did. I mean, you don't have to have two different things open now at the same time, and it works for most games, even the really complicated ones. It works with what did it say? Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, which was apparently extremely difficult to get working on this emulator because of the way that the Game Boy Advance connected with the GameCube. And now you could do all this stuff online. So it's like a better experience than you had on the original hardware in a lot of ways. So I don't know. That's neat. I'm impressed with it.
Did anything else happen in the gaming world that impressed you, Eric?
Nope.
Maybe something related to the law?
Emulators are legal, kind of, I think. Yeah, emulators are legal.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, but tell me if it is legal? Okay, so having an emulator, okay, that's so, legal, yeah, right?
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I'm an expert on laws.
So what if I had
statutes?
What if a company has a frat boy mentality? Is that legal?
What?
A frat boy mentality.
That is totally fine.
That is okay. So if my company, let's say, okay,
you know,
for example,
our good friend Steven, or not Steven, that fuck Steven, our good friend Jordan is a frat boy. And he has a frat boy mentality.
And he did interview at Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to him multiple times. He's like, oh, dude, let's go get wasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jordan.
That's Jordan all over.
Well, that's actually kind of what I do, but yeah. Jordan and I are kind of the same person anyway.
Yeah, wait, so you're telling me having a frat boy mentality, that's not illegal. So if GBA Temp, right, if Costello was like, hey, women are like totally not cool, then GBA 10 would get sued.
Is that what a frat boy mentality is?
I guess. I don't know.
I thought a frat boy mentality was like, hello, brothers, let's all be friends and do community service together.
No, that sounds more like Activision. Speaking of, Activision Blizzard is getting sued. Now, I don't know any details about this because I don't take my job seriously anymore. I know that Eric did read up on all the legal documentation about this, and he has prepared a 30-something minute long. Basically, he's going to explain to us point by point what this lawsuit consists of, what the allegations are, and this is probably going to be the most detailed explanation you're going to get on the internet. So, Eric, take the mic and go with it.
Well, thank you, first of all, Mr. Allen John, for having me on this podcast. I appreciate that you gave me a whole 20 minutes to read up on everything before I started to give my expert opinion and analysis on this whole entire situation. Activision Blizzard are being sued civilly by the state of California, city of Los Angeles, for doing bad stuff. And no, I don't mean bad stuff in the way that certain Nintendo hackers are doing bad stuff. I mean bad stuff in the way of workplace discrimination. They're alleged to have been paying female workers less than they pay their male workers for doing the same job. Oh man, you got to read the comments on the GBA Temp thread because you have a bunch of people say, well, there's so many jobs where women get paid more, so this is fine.
Like what? And like OnlyFans?
So it's like
lots of great jobs.
Yeah. Okay. And these are all just allegations at this point, you know, but because they're being sued civilly, there's a lower standard.
And
standard of proof than if it was like a criminal actions. They just have to prove by the preponderance of the evidence. So basically more likely than not, they were doing this in order to win their suit.
But also, I guess, like you said this, but it's just worth pointing out that this isn't like former employees or current employees suing the company. This is the state trying to sue them for not complying with basic labor laws, right?
Yeah, for the California labor laws, I believe.
Which I feel like I don't know how unusual that is, but that seems to me to indicate there must be something going on for the state to go out. Yeah, you think that
there would also be at least a companion class action lawsuit, and maybe there isn't, I don't know about it, but it's actually the state of California suing Activision. Criminally, but civilly. So, I'm a little out of my wheelhouse because the stuff that I do is criminal in nature. Every time,
and plus because you're a frat boy.
And also because I'm a frat boy, so I have that mentality. So every time Alan Jones has me on this podcast to start discussing legal issues, it's always about civil shit that I don't know about.
That's not true. When we talked about like Gary Bowser's in jail, right? Or Doug Bowser.
And we laughed about it and got yelled about it.
Yeah, and that wasn't a civil suit. That was a criminal case, right?
That is a criminal case.
Yeah.
You also talked about like the preponderance of the evidence earlier or something. That was really impressive. I didn't know what that meant. That was crazy. So you know some shit.
Oh, well, thank you. I am a lawyer. Yeah, so no, the standard of proof, at least in America, for a criminal case is beyond a reasonable doubt. So it's like there's no doubt, there can't be any doubt in your mind that this is what happened. Preponderance of the evidence, which is normally the standard for civil issues, is more likely than not. And so that's sort of the difference between the two of them. That just means that they're not going to throw the CEOs and the big boys at Blizzard into jail for this.
Good.
So what else did they allege besides the fact that they weren't paying their women right, their female employees properly? Was
they weren't paying their women right.
They were doing like PayPal and crypto stuff.
I didn't mean to word it that way. That wasn't.
These fucking broads ain't getting paid right. We gotta do something.
Is that Bobby Kotick?
No, that's the district attorney of California.
So the thing is, there's also, what was it, like the office crawls where like a bunch of dude bros like got drunk and like crawled around cubicles and like started talking inappropriately to the female staff.
Yeah, the cube crawls.
That's what it's called.
Wow. Yeah. And I believe women were also fired at a much higher rate than men, even though only 20% of the company's employees were women.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to like read like a real detailed essay about this situation, just scroll down a couple posts on the first page and you'll see our good friend Fast 6191 basically wrote a 3,000 word essay.
Oh, my God. You're right.
I didn't comprehend any of it, but I was like, yeah. I like how somebody just goes on and says, oh, yeah, because women make less than men. Everyone panicked. Well, men usually make less than women in most workplaces and no one gives a shit. And I'm like, what? You're just saying things now. You're just
making shit up.
In most workplaces, women make more than men. I really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, lazy boss. I
don't know. Yeah, it makes no sense. Like, I've never heard that alleged before in my life.
Yeah. Oh, why don't they just identify as males in that case?
Yeah, just become trans. What's the problem?
I don't know. It's like there's a huge discrepancy between, I don't know, these people in reality. And by these people, I mean the people who are likely listening to this podcast. You guys are morons if you're saying this. Fuck you. And here's the thing, like, I mean that honestly, like, with all sincerity.
What?
Like, fuck you. Not you guys. You guys are the good ones. I'm talking about the,
the listeners.
Those people. You know, those people.
People like, show support every week, come out for us,
Yeah, no, honestly though, like in all seriousness, like thank you for watching and fuck you. So, Steven's friends. And what else are we talking about? So, oh, yeah, they talked about that lady who killed herself. That was kind of sad.
Yeah.
That probably deserves a bit more detail.
Why are you laughing? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. So.
This fucking broad killed herself.
Jesus Christ. In a tragic example of the harassment the defendants allowed to fester in their offices, a female employee committed suicide while on a company trip due to a sexual relationship that she had been having with her male supervisor. The implication being there that it was not entirely consensual. That's the implication, everybody. For those screaming at me in their heads, that's what they were trying to imply. I don't know. Maybe it was consensual, but there was a power dynamic there.
There were also allegations that they were passing around nude photos of her at a holiday party before her death.
I was going to get to that. No, not just nude photos of her, but just of her vagina, which is not cool.
Yeah, that's like the worst type of nude to get.
Yeah, I know. How would it...
I wouldn't say so, because you can't, like... If it's just the vagina, you can't recognize somebody. You can't. I mean, I could just, you know, take a photo of a vagina from the internet and say, okay, this is Steven's vagina, right? And how would anybody prove me wrong or right?
Are you telling me that photo that you sent me wasn't of Steven's actual vagina? So I'm sorry, guys, we're frat bros. So what else was I going to say? So. It's no good, these allegations against... Oh, wait. These allegations, if proven to be true by a preponderance of the evidence, is no good for Activision. Now, how did they respond to this? They said, and this is me officially quoting them, we don't do that. We're, nope. Wasn't us. You're thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, you know, something funny that happened during all of this was there's this guy named Chris Metzen. He used to work at Blizzard, right? And once all these allegations started popping up, like once it started blowing up on the internet and on Twitter, what he did was he just posted a tweet that was just Chris Metzen, his name. Now, the reason why he... this is a speculation, because he deleted this afterwards, it seems. Now, it's speculated that what he did was he tried to search his name on Twitter to see if his name popped up in any of these allegations.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they did, but he accidentally tweeted his name, which has happened to... Me personally, Twitter's web interface, it's not the best, and like usually the search bar is on the center, and so when you type something, it's like, you know, you think it's searching, but now you're actually posting sex gifs.
That's pretty bad. That's awkward.
I don't know if he's... We're not allegating anything. Is that a real word?
Alleging.
No.
Alleging anything. Or
we're not allegating either, though.
We are alleging, because the opposite of alleging is stating as a fact. So are we alleging that Chris Metzen might have done something?
Guys,
I'm so confused.
No.
Do me a favor. By the end of this podcast, remind me that you said the word allegate, okay? It's important because it's going to be a joke that I will use later. But don't let me forget that you just said the word allegate. Now is not the time.
Okay.
Now is not the time for the joke. But if you let me forget, if we end this podcast and people in the comments, if I don't bring this back to allegate, yell at these two for not reminding me to bring it back. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'll make sure that happens. But
I'm just warning everybody in advance that I got a really funny joke.
Yeah, well, so all the... Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
So all these allegations and stuff, all this frat boy mentality and all this underpaying the female workers, don't you think it was all worth it? Because in the end, we got, like, a new Overwatch map. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, and the Diablo 2 remake looks really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that system is working for him, I don't... really see any reason to change it.
No, this is obviously sarcasm. I stopped supporting Blizzard once the Hong Kong stuff happened.
Yeah.
And after that, I just never looked back, because they literally never changed. And from what it looks like, it just keeps getting worse. And I just don't understand, like, Activision fans, well, or Blizzard fans, you know, yeah. playing Call of Duty and World of Warcraft and stuff. How are they oblivious to all of this? Like, what is it going to take for them to, like, stop supporting this company? Does Bobby Kotick have to publicly execute a newborn baby in order to make these guys cancel their Warcraft subscription? Like, what's going to happen?
It'll never happen. I know people personally that have said, like, I, you know, it doesn't matter to me what they do. As long as I like their games, I'll just keep buying them and playing them.
According to PCGamer.com, there's over 20 current Activision Blizzard employees, including the World of Warcraft lead game designer, who basically are saying, hey, you know what Activision said? Like, officially, that's all bullshit. We're pissed. We're here. We're angry. We're not easily silenced.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the corporation speaking. It's not the people within the corporation speaking. I get why Activision's saying, nah, I didn't do anything, because they have so much pending litigation against them that basically if they say anything, they're, like, going to admit to something.
Yeah.
So they just have to say, And if they said anything else, like, well, their shareholders ain't going to be too happy with them. Their stock hasn't dropped that much, actually. Now might be a good time to buy in.
If you want to keep playing Blizzard games and not support this horrible company, I think we spoke a few weeks ago about how many Blizzard employees have been leaving lately and starting new studios like Dreamhaven and Moonshot and stuff like that. So it is possible you can still play Blizzard games. Well, you will be able to soon without, you know, having to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do you remember when the Activision Blizzard merger happened and people were like, oh, it won't be that bad. It'll be like, you know, they're merging. It's not like Blizzard. It's not like Activision is buying Blizzard. So Blizzard will stay the same. They'll still be great. They'll just have a bit more money in their pocket. And that was what, like, mm-hmm. a little over 10 years ago. And this is the state of Blizzard nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Like, yeah. I don't like this. I might have to uninstall Overwatch. I mean, I'll keep playing, but I don't know.
It's like they need some PR people there, some HR people there to watch over what's going on, to overwatch the situation, because it's like Warcraft over there. It's like a whole world of it.
You can call it a war zone.
A war zone. it's
about time somebody did something.
Hold on. Hey Google, Activision Blizzard games.
It's my destiny to stop playing their games.
Yeah, it's
that war cry is gonna be my anthem. Oh, that was EA. Fuck.
A real pitfall of them. I hope that they can skyland it.
This isn't as fun as when we were doing Sony game sex jokes.
I thought that the Activision Blizzard merger would be an ultimate Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
All right, Eric, make your alligator joke. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Is this it? Are we done?
I think so.
Okay. See you later, alligators.
Steven's laugh makes me scared.
We'll be better prepared next week, everybody.
Hey bros, Tony Cock here again. Just wanted to remind you all to check out the raffle at gbaattempt.net. We have a ton of cool prizes, including a brand new Switch OLED. That's gbaattempt.net.